Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. Today's question comes in from Zhao, who writes in, "What happens to the body when you inject stem cells of your own that have been cultivated outside?" Thanks, Zhao. We can think of stem cells as baby cells produced within our bone marrow, which have the potential to grow into all sorts of different cells. Depending on the genetics within the stem cell and where in the body it ends up, it might turn into a skin cell, a nerve cell or neuron, or even perhaps a blood cell. Now, some treatments for some forms of blood and bone marrow cancers include going after cancerous cells with a high dose of chemotherapy. These drugs can also kill a patient's stem cells or stop their bone marrow from being able to produce healthy blood cells. This may mean a transplant of one's own stem cells could be beneficial. Here to help me explain further is Tanya Dexter, a hematology registrar and senior medical officer at the Anthony Nolan Institute.
So there are two types of stem cell transplants, one where you use stem cells that come from another person, and they're used in conditions where the stem cell is the problem. So for example, with a leukemia, we can also carry out a stem cell transplant using the person's own stem cells. And that's normally given as a rescue after we have given a high dose of chemotherapy. So we use someone's own stem cells to rescue their bone marrow. And that chemotherapy can be given most commonly for some sort of bone marrow cancer, such as myeloma or lymphoma, or for other immune conditions like multiple sclerosis.
So how do we get the patient's stem cells in the first place?
The patient, they receive a medication, an injection called G-CSF, and this pushes stem cells from their bone marrow into the blood. And this allows us to collect the stem cells from the bloodstream, and those stem cells can then be stored to be used in the future. So the patient would normally be admitted to the hospital to receive the chemotherapy that we mentioned before, that will wipe out any of the last cancer or the immune cells that we're trying to get rid of. And then a couple of days later, they will receive their own stem cells, which will have been frozen and defrosted. And they receive them a bit like a blood transfusion. They go in through a cannula into the vein in the arm, and they cleverly find their little way to the bone marrow where they start making blood again.
What happens next?
So it takes about 7 to 21 days for those stem cells to have found their way into the bone marrow, made their home and started to make healthy cells. And that's when we see what we call engraftment, which is the first sign of the white blood cells, in particular the neutrophils, increasing in the blood. And the platelets also will start to increase. And that tells us that the stem cells are making the blood again.
So Zhao, we might inject someone with their own stem cells if they have a form of blood cancer where we need to rescue their bone marrow's ability to produce blood cells. They're collected and frozen outside of the body and reintroduced after chemotherapy has been administered to destroy any remaining cancer cells. After a few weeks on average, the patient's blood returns to normal. Thanks to Tanya Dexter, Senior Medical Officer at the Anthony Nolan Institute, for helping us with that answer. Next time, we're answering this one from Darren, who writes in, "Why can we see the light from the first galaxies? Why hasn't that light already passed us if it was from so long ago when the universe was smaller?" If you have any thoughts, you can have your say on our forum. Log on to nakedscientists.com/forum, or you can drop us a line if you have your own question. chris@thenakedscientists.com is the address. Until next time, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.